All right. Good to see you this morning. Welcome. Glad you're here for worship. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Join me as we pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we acknowledge you and we bless you this morning. You are so great and awesome in this place. Lord, let your Holy Spirit teach us and grow us and disciple us today that we become more and more like Jesus. That we would reflect your image, Lord. Pray for each person here that you'll just touch each heart and each life. Everybody's facing different challenges and different things going on. And Lord, we want to go through it with you. And we need you to be with us through the midst of any trials that we go through or any joys that we go through. We want you right there as well. And so we dedicate this time, Lord, to true worship. And we want to focus on you and bringing glory to your name. So as we sing, may you just fill our hearts with your presence and your joy. And just fill this, the atmosphere of this room, Lord, with your glory. That we could behold you for who you are. Lord, reveal yourself to us as you desire today. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory which you richly deserve. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Would you stand? Let's sing and praise the Lord with us this morning as we worship. We have a message to proclaim throughout the world. Send the gospel light. Christian mindset. in a non-Christian mindset world. That's not his exact title, but that's basically what it means. So how do we do that? First of all, we can't do it in our own strength. Because sometimes we get all down. We get all down in the dumps. We've got guilt and shame that kind of takes control from time to time. We need to release that into the hands of the Lord. And that's kind of what this song talks about right now, that we were made for more. So let's worship the Lord and be who we are in Christ Jesus today. For we are new creations created by Christ. Let's worship the Lord. I know who I am. 'Cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only scars. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. I was made to be dead.
over to here, okay? Right there. And turn around. And there's Mom and Dad right there, okay? All right. Well, good morning. I hope y'all are doing well this morning. I've got Miss Rowan with me today. And so if you're a family of hers, you're in to see her get baptized today. We're especially thankful that you chose to come and join us. But a couple, maybe a month or so ago, I know she had been asking a lot of questions with parents. She came and talked with me a little bit. And after talking and thinking, she decided to ask Jesus to be her Lord and Savior. And so we're here to celebrate that today. She's here to tell y'all that today, and we are thankful for it. So, Miss Rowan, do you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? All right, amen, girl. Go ahead and grab my arm. All right. I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay.
Thank you, Micah. What a great morning already to worship. Baptism, you're going to hear a lot about that here in the next few minutes. But we've got about 45 more minutes in worship, all right? So it's so hot that I'm asking everybody if you'll hold your breath for the next 45 minutes. Y'all, breathing's making this hotter. We are so glad you're here. Guests, we are glad that you're with, and you can breathe. I'm just joking. All right, glad you're here. Look at the far right-hand side of your bulletin, and you'll find a little QR code. It is a guest card. Fill that out for us. We would really appreciate you doing that. You can give us as much information as you'd like to give us. We would appreciate you doing that. Everybody stand. Welcome, friends. Glad you're with us today.
Amen. Amen. We've learned a new song here the past couple of weeks called Center. So Jesus, the center of it all. So that's what we're going to do. You can be seated. If you feel led to stand during the song, you're welcome to do that.
what's important. Just like Mary chose the better thing. Oh, for you are the center of it all.
Ushers, if you'll come. Father, thank you for that word today through song. You are the center of it all. And from that center, the gospel, the good news, what God has done and given to us in Jesus, which is everything, then that's where our life moves. Our life moves out from the center to a dark world that needs light. A world that is dead that needs life. And that is our calling. So, Father, we pray for your love, your grace, your gift of life in us to go out into this world that is in desperate need of your love and your grace. Lord, thank you for this day of worship. We thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity to be the body of Christ, to worship you, to study your word, to grow together, to fellowship, to think about evangelism and missions, to think about discipleship and growing in grace, to think about all of the things that you give to us. Baptism, the great picture of dying to the old and rising to new life in Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to give, to share in the good news of the gospel with you. That's a great honor and privilege, and we count it an honor and privilege today. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Hey, don't make this complicated. All right. Great song, choir, praise team, worship team. When we all get to heaven, what a great day of rejoicing that will be. Until that day, how do we live in a sin-filled world with a Christian mindset? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 will be our two verses for today. We started Sunday, last Sunday, and it will go through the end of the month. And on the end of the month, 2 weeks from today, August 30th, we will end this series by celebrating the Lord's Supper together. God, how great is that? All right, so we're talking about how do we live in this sin-filled world with a Christian worldview, mindset. And we're going to end that whole thought by celebrating the greatest gift of all, the gift that what God has given to us in Jesus. So that we started last Sunday and we started asking this question. How do I live in a sin-filled world with a Christ-centered mindset? How do I live in a world fueled by sin, a world that runs on sin, just like your automobile either runs on gas or electricity, just like that, a world that runs on sin. It applauds sin. But it's more than just applauding sin now, it glorifies sin. And those of us who don't want to glorify sin, we're the bad guys. We're evil. We're the ones filled with hate. All right, so in that world, how do we then live with a Christ-centered, biblically-based worldview? Because the two worldviews are opposed to each other. The world's mindset is headed in this direction. The biblical mindset is headed in this direction. They do not meet in the middle. They don't meet anywhere. They are as opposed to each other as they can possibly be. So how do we live in that? The world's worldview is satanic. And it's evil. And it will lead you to death and hell. Can I be more clear? The world's mindset that you live in leads only to death and hell. And there's no other place for it to go. Now here's the problem. You're thinking, well, it ain't that bad. And that's the problem. See, the world disguises itself in love. Remember last week we talked about the world's view of love. If the world can somehow trap you into thinking that its definition of love, acceptance, tolerance, if the world can somehow disguise itself like that and get you to thinking that they're the ones that are right, then man, you are in big trouble. It's got you. It's got you right where it wants you. So the world's worldview is satanic and it's evil and it will lead you to death and hell every single day and twice on Sunday. But it disguises itself in love and tolerance and acceptance. And if we don't agree with that, then we're the bad guys. We're evil. We are the ones who are not tolerant and accepting. The biblical worldview is the exact opposite. The biblical worldview is truth, filled with truth and life. The biblical worldview will always, 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 from Genesis to Revelation, will always lead you to the gospel. It will always point you to Jesus. And it will always lead you to life everlasting, abundant, and free. A perfect obvious example is the difference between the worldviews is the idea of truth and the idea of the world's view of truth and the idea of the biblical view of truth. So last week we talked about love. This week we're going to talk a little bit about truth. The world's view of truth is whatever you want it to be. Isn't that great? I mean, there's a part of me that kind of likes that. You know, of course, that's the sinful nature of me. And I kind of like that. Truth is whatever I want it to be. Truth is whatever I tell Janice I want it to be. I love that. Whatever I want it to be, then that's my truth. Does it matter if it's based on any kind of factual information or anything like that? It's just whatever I want it to be. That's my truth, and then that's her truth, and that's his truth, and that's their truth, and truth is whatever you want it to be to fit your life. You are indeed God. That's great. Isn't that awesome? I kind of like that. The biblical view of truth is, for example, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, he knows that he's about to leave this earth, and so he says to the disciples, I am going to prepare a place for you. We sang about that just a minute ago, Ken. And I'm going to go prepare a place for you. And you know where I'm going, you know the way. And Thomas, like Joel, says, what? We don't know where you're going. How can we possibly know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way, and I am what? The truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. All right, every single thing from Genesis to Malachi, the law, the historical books, the wisdom literature, the poetry, the major prophets, the minor prophets, everything in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus, and everything that prophesied about the Messiah all came true, 100% of it. Everything that Jesus taught us in the New Covenant while he was here on this earth, it all came true. Paul, Peter, James, everything that they said about Jesus, all, it's 100% truth. And then Jesus ends the entire New Testament by saying, Joel, chill out, dude. I'm coming back to get you. Because what have I done? I've prepared a place for you. Truth. I am the truth, and the Bible proves it to be true. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, it's true. I had a great conversation with a guy. It might have been yesterday, and it might have been 15 years ago. It's just so hot, my mind can't work. So I had this great conversation with him, and he was trying to get me. All right, so I have conversations with people all the time where they're trying to get me. They know that I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church, Gunnersville, and so this is my opportunity to get him. All right, and so people try to get me all the time. And so this guy was trying to get me, and we were talking about this very issue of truth. And so he was talking about how truth is for him this, these things that, well, that was his truth. And so I said to him, I said, truth is Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That's truth. And he said, I don't believe that. And I looked at him. And he said, I said, I don't believe that. And I looked at him. He said, I don't believe that. And I said, who cares? Okay. I said, see, you don't get it. For you, truth is whatever you want it to be based on the day, based on the month. Truth is whatever you want it to be because you're your own God. And what I'm telling you is truth is Jesus. I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life. And nobody comes to the Father through but through me. And that is truth, whether you believe it or not, is irrelevant. Whether I believe it or not is irrelevant. It's just simply truth. Get it? So the two worldviews are totally, totally opposed. So in this sin-filled world, blah, 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 how do I live with a biblically based, Christ-centered mindset? So let's let Peter help us out a little bit. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, so Peter is writing to the church in Asia Minor. All right, so they've got a lot of problems. But they've got two basic problems, and these two basic problems that they're faced with, let's see if this sounds familiar to us. All right, so first thing, they're facing problems with false teachers. All right, so false teachers were in the first century, the 5th century, the 10th century, and the 21st century. So false teachers have always been around, always will be. So they're fighting already in the first century church. They're already fighting false teaching and false preaching. Same here. For 37 years, I've been battling and fighting false teaching and false preaching. The second problem that they were facing was a world that glorified sin, just like ours. So listen to what Peter writes, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. All right, so first, we find the strength of grace in the body of Christ. When the Lord calls people to Himself, He calls us into the community of the body of Christ. He calls us to gather as His people for the means of grace. It is when we come together that we recognize ultimately, and we hear this, our citizenship is not of this world. This is not our home. We don't just need to know that when we die. We need to know that right now when we're living. This is not my home, y'all. My home is somewhere else where Jesus has gone to prepare for me. In worship, we join together with brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're reminded that kingdom thinking is different than worldly thinking. And what happens when we meet as the body of Christ is essential to the development of the Christ-centered mindset. We feed on the Word. In a world of relativism and pluralism where truth is whatever you want it to be, we hear truth. And His name is Jesus. In a world that is filled with doubt, we find certainty. In a world that is filled with confusion, we hear clarity, the clarion call of the gospel. In a culture that is increasingly secular and antagonistic to Christianity, we need the food of the Word to strengthen us for the battle. We're reminded that we're not alone. There are certain things that I would love to change. There's a lot of stuff I'd love to change. Y'all, some of y'all drive me in crazy. But I love y'all. And y'all love me. We're the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ, and we need each other so that I can go out into this world tomorrow, today. Some of the things that I would love to change, I would love to change the attitude that church is about attendance. I grew up in a day and time where attendance was everything. Ugh. It was the end all be all, that Sunday school number. How many of y'all have in Sunday school? I don't know. So that attendance thing was everything. And so sometimes people still kind of think that. Hey, Lord, I went 44 out of 52 Sundays this year. Check off the box. You got to be good to me. Man, you're talking about missing the forest for the trees. God. So I wish I could change that. I want you to attend. Don't get me wrong. Please don't. But people come up to me all the time. Hey, preacher, I wasn't. People have a health scare. I'm going to start coming back to church. Typically, my joke is, don't worry about it. It's not any better today than it was when you came the last time. The preaching's still just as bad as it was the last time you were there. It's about being connected to brothers and sisters fighting the same fight. Man. We develop the mindset when we pray in worship, we pray in Sunday school, we pray for our students, we pray with our children, we pray with our families. Prayer releases us to the vertical perspective that God is our fortress and our strength. The ordinances then are the means of grace. Baptism. Did y'all see that today? That young lady said, yes, yes, Jesus, I believe you're like Martha. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God. And she's dying to the old life, and then she's rising to new life in Christ Jesus. And welcome to the family. Baptism, we see the beauty of grace. In just a few weeks, we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And we're going to see the completed work of Christ on our behalf. We're going to see it, smell it, touch it, hold it in our hands. The visible, tangible sign of God's grace and mercy. And that helps us to develop the Christ-centered worldview that we need. We find the strength of grace through prayer and through the Word. You know all of these things. Y'all, there are so many things available now. When I was growing up, we had to go to the Christian bookstore and buy Streams in the Desert. Remember that, Ken? My Utmost for His Highest. Remember that one? There was two daily devotionals. And we had to go to the Christian bookstore and buy one of those two. Now it's endless. If you do not have access to Right Now Media, tomorrow, call Karen. She loves it when I do this. Call Karen or Amy. And they will get your email and they'll hook you up with Right Now Media. Y'all, Right Now Media, just about every Sunday school class that we have now is using Right Now Media. And it's good stuff. And everything you could ever want. I was talking to a lady this week. She knows who she is. And she was telling me that I think I've got this right. She'll straighten me out if I get it wrong. But I think she was saying that she's got an app on her phone that if she's scrolling too much without being in the Word of God, the app will shut her out of her phone. Apps. Podcasts. All this stuff. Find something. I don't have time to go into detail. Find something that works for you where you're daily in the Word of God. I have about four or five that come across my email every day. Sometimes I read them all. Sometimes I don't read them at all. And they constantly have me devotionally in the Word. Prayer. As you well know, I preach the gospel to myself every single day. And that's my prayer time. And from worship or confession or thanksgiving or humility or faith and trust or contentment in Christ Jesus, all of that, I use all of those different things to jump off of the diving board into some other time of prayer. But every day, I'm with the Lord. So prayer, the daily consumption of the Word, the body of Christ, baptism, Lord's Supper, fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ, missions, evangelism, discipleship, all of these practices and more help us to develop the biblically based Christ-centered worldview. And with that, God will give us more and more and more grace and peace, as Peter says. And we will grow in our knowledge of Jesus as our Lord. And Peter says, He gives us everything we need. Everything we need for living a godly life. That is to say, He gives us everything that we need for developing a biblically based, Christ-centered mindset. Without that, you have no shot. Gosh, man, there's no way I can say it any better. Without that, you have no chance. On your own, you've got nothing. Father, thank you so much for a great word to us today from 2 Peter, teaching us that you, through your word, have given us everything we need for growing, for developing the biblically based, Christ-centered worldview, mindset, the way we view the world. When I, living in this world, when I see the world and how it responds and reacts, I want to be able to see that through the glasses of truth. I am the truth. And Jesus also said, and when you know the truth, it will set you free. See, I'm no longer in bondage to the things of this world because I know the truth. So I am grateful for that today, Father. As we develop that kind of worldview, that mindset, Lord, strengthen us. As we worship, as we celebrate, as we study your word, as we study in Sunday school, as we are discipling each other, as we fellowship, all this that we do here, Father, how we love each other in the body of Christ, developing each other with each other, what it means to have a Christ-centered, biblically based mindset in a world that is increasingly sinful. In Jesus we pray. Amen. We all bow down is our invitation. If you do not know Christ as your Savior and Lord, then we encourage you today to trust Him. Put your faith and your trust in Jesus. Repent of your sin. Jesus, you are my Savior and my Lord. Just like that young girl. Dying to the old, rising to new in Jesus. So that's what we encourage for you. If you need to join our church in the mission, the ministry here at First Baptist Church, we encourage you to do that. Do that now as we stand, as we sing.
Princes and paupers, sons and daughters, kneel at the throne of grace. Losers and winners, saints and sinners, one day we'll see His face, and we all bow down. Kings will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus, for He is the love, unfailing. And the rivers whisper the Savior's name. Awesome and holy, a friend to the lonely, forever His love will reign. And we all will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus. He is the love, unfailing love. He is the love of God.
All right, real quick, be seated. Let's make sure that we're clear on what we're doing, where we're going. We got a lot coming up, all right. Top of the River, that's this Thursday. Senior adults, make sure that you sign up on the Old Lord's Supper table. Got a big bunch going. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Do we not have pictures? I like pictures.
Sorry.
Yeah, see that?
We can't see it, can
we? All right.
So we missed Aaron's Bible study.
All right, Aaron's Bible study starts this Wednesday night. Ladies, that is, the awe of God is absolutely fabulous. So be at the P27 Sunday School classroom in the very corner of the fellowship hall, and that starts this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Christmas in August, Children's Sunday School, and there's a Christmas tree right outside of the Sunday school rooms up there. You go down the hallway, turn right, turn left, there it is. And they're gathering up all of these flip-flops to send to, where are we going to send that to?
Ghana.
Gotcha. All right, if you need more information, see Jen Shepherd. All right, Grief Share. That's Randy Norman's going to be leading that. That begins not this Wednesday night, but the following Wednesday night. Our golf tournament, August the 29th, 1 o'clock. At Gunner's Landing, sign up on the Old Lord's Supper table. Roy's men's Bible study that starts begins September the 8th. So see Roy about that.
It
starts on the 15th. All right, got it. Ken.
Yeah,
that
got,
looks like you.
Lakeside Bells are starting practice Tuesday night at 6:30. We need a few more ringers. So if you can read music and you'd be interested in playing the handbells, see me, or you can see Karen Farr, our director. And then the next children's choir begins on the 14th of September, the Monday after Labor Day. We do have sign-up sheets available, so if you pick up one of those and get that filled out and back to us ASAP.
All right, our plan is to start suppers September the 2nd. That's our plan. As you well know, you're looking at the fellowship hall. The lights are all in, and they look great. All right, so there's more to be done. And our goal is to start suppers on Wednesday night, September the 2nd. If you are already signed up for Wednesday night suppers, then you're good, and you're planning on coming, you're good. If you're not signed up and you want to be signed up, call the church, call Karen, and she will. Oh, I can't wait till tomorrow. All right, call Karen and Amy, and they'll put you on the list. If you're on the list and you no longer want to be on the list, call Karen and let her take you off the list, because we like to start the new year out with a fresh list so that patients knows this is who's coming. So please make sure that our list is good and clean. If they're not done with what they need to be done with, then we'll just tell you at the Sunday before on the 30th, and we'll push it a week, but just be kind of flexible with that. But right now our plan is to start on Wednesday night, September the 2nd. All right. Anything else, Ken? All right. What are we going to sing to get out of here, Ken?
Send the light.
Send the light. Let's all stand.
Send the light.